Proclamation number 5122 of 2nd of May, 1951. Spreading the gospel is a work of mercy. You have a large field of work if you want to be active for me, for you live in the midst of people who are partly completely turned away from me but partly so indifferent and weak in faith that it is necessary to send true representatives of my teaching amongst them whose words can have an influence where the will is still good. There is an enormous amount of work to be done and only little success will be recorded. Nevertheless, nothing shall be left undone in order to save those, for as soon as they persist in their attitude, in their faithlessness or indifference, they will sink even deeper and in the end belong to those who will be lost for eternity. It is a great work of mercy to help them, to strive for their transformation and to awaken in them the impulse to work on their souls through example and good teachings. For there is spiritual darkness among people and they know nothing. The truth is far from them and partly prevented by erroneous teachings, and thus the human being is only worldly minded and does not think of his actual earthly task. The field of work is vast, for you are always surrounded by people who need your help, and every activity results in a blessing, even if the success is not visible. The coming time of adversity will contribute towards your speeches being remembered, and therefore you should not fail to draw their attention to the coming time of adversity, make them aware of the near end, the danger therein and mention my greater than great love which would like to avert this danger from them but requires people's will to do so. You will certainly often experience resistance, yet this should not discourage you from repeatedly mentioning my teaching and emphasizing my working of the Spirit on you, so that they will become thoughtful and the seed you scatter will not fall on completely stony ground. You should be diligent workers in my vineyard and not do your work lukewarmly or indifferently. The time is hastening, and the day when you can still work will soon be over. It is followed with the night, when all work is impossible. Therefore use every opportunity to bring me and my kingdom to your fellow human beings. Teach them love which also produces living faith, explain to them their purpose of earthly life and admonish them to make contact with their Creator and Father of eternity. Admonish them to establish the right relationship between children and to call upon me in prayer for grace and strength, and don't hesitate to announce the near end to them, for they shall know what is in store for them even if they don't want to believe it. The coming time will bring them the evidence that you have spoken right, and thus many things will come to their remembrance again and touch their hearts according to their will, and success will not fail to come. For the adversity is great and therefore help is urgently needed which you should bring to them in my name so that many will still be saved before the end comes. Amen.